We welcome to the studio two individuals very important to the life of the Orthodox Christian Network, Samson Kasapakis and James Karras. Welcome, guys.
Thank you, Father.
It's good to have you here. We're going to be speaking about Share the Light Sunday, which we know is January 18th, or rather the beginning or the kickoff of that for the entire year. And the theme is, for we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard, from Acts 4, verse 20. Samson, you're involved in communicating as a parish coordinator with the parishes around the country. So talk to us a little bit about OCN, its importance to the parish, and we'll get into in a minute how we hope the parishes and the people can help us out. But what are we doing here?
So as always, OCN has been the cornerstone of having a presence on the internet and social media. And for us and the parishes to work hand in hand, we use each other as resources. We have some of our resources, such as Bible studies. We have one from called Be Transfigured from Florence, South Carolina. And we also have resources such as the Children's Word. We offer these programs for parishes to use, and these are programs that are used at that specific parish. So we work hand in hand by being able to spread the word of God together.
You know, as a parish priest now for, I guess I have to say it, over three decades, you look at parish ministry and you say, how do I communicate with the faithful more than just once a week? Some of them just come once a week now to services, and maybe they'll come for one or two other meetings. And we know that during the course of the week, they're getting a lot of other information. Many times that information about faith is not necessarily true. You shared a rather shocking statistic with me the other day about how many people are on the internet. And can you talk to me about that?
So that statistic is there are over 3 billion people on the internet. And an even more, honestly, a scarier one is that from the U.S. Census Bureau, we learned in last year that we spend over 11 hours on our computers, our tablets, our cell phones. So
that's
we're
per
spending
day.
per day on average throughout work, throughout our school, throughout no matter who it is, we're spending on average as Americans 11 hours per day.
Okay. So the OCN then needs to have, or the church in general, needs to have a robust presence on the internet. And what we do at OCN, as we've talked about it many, many times, is listen, read, watch, learn, and interact. We're going to go to James in a minute when we'll talk about the younger generation that are really coming to our site in hundreds of thousands at this point. But Share the Light Sunday, what are we asking people to do, the parish priests, the parishioners? What are some of the things they can do to support OCN?
10 cents a day campaign is a campaign that we created where 100% of your donation is going to our mission, which is to be a presence on the internet and social media. So our goal is to expand our programming for the parishes, our lay leaders, and even parishioners.
So this 10 cent a day campaign, I mean, if you get add that up, one, two, three, that's about $3.04 a month, less than a cup of coffee.
Correct. It would be like OCN buying me a cup of coffee.
Once a month.
Yep.
Once a month. So people can do this online, correct? They can go online and do this? Is that true?
Absolutely. You can go onto our website, and there's a drop-down menu. And on there, it's easy to donate. On the right-hand side, there'll be a message. And then on the right-hand side, there'll be the graphic for PayPal. And you'll be able to securely donate to us, $3.65.
Okay. So if they go to myocn.net, there is a beautiful graphic there, inspiring, informing, and comforting Orthodox Christians and seekers worldwide. It speaks about the kickoff day, which is Sunday, January 18th. And then it shows the encyclical, the campaign. It shows a checklist and also a letter to priests and lay leaders, a downloadable poster, and graphics that can be put in the parish newsletter. Now, we don't only want you to think that this is just for priests to do. Lay people that are hearing this, if you're in your parishes, go to your parish priest and say, look, we should be doing this. We should be celebrating Share the Light Sunday. Okay. Samson, I know that you're also calling parishes all over the nation. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We're trying to give a phone call to at least every parish in America.
And we've already sent out close to 2,000 emails to all these parishes, right?
Absolutely.
So this is a big thing. This is a big, big kickoff. And why is it important? I'd have to tell you that the ancient historical Church of Christ has to have a presence. If those figures, which I'm kind of still reeling, 3 billion people are on the internet, that's half the inhabited planet. And if they're spending 11 hours a day connected to their medium, we better be present. Otherwise,
Absolutely.
We're going to lose the game, as they say. We have a lot to share. And certainly the Orthodox Christian Church is not out there pushing snake oil. We're out there pushing the ancient historical Church of Christ, the true Church of Christ. And we have nothing to be embarrassed of. We have everything to be proud of and to go out there and to seek the souls. I want to move the conversation to James Karras, who was with us for many years when he was a student at UNC, Chapel Hill. That's the Tar Heels, for those of you that go there and are very supportive of it. James has come back to us now since he's graduated, and he's assisting in the parish coordination with Samson. So, James, first of all, welcome back.
It's good to be back, Father.
You did some remarkable work with social media. You were in charge of that when you were in college, and you brought us to incredible levels. And now you've come back and just sort of give us your feelings, because about 70% of the young people, 70% of the people who are connected to us in social media, which total at times more than 3 million a week, are between the ages of 18 and 34, which is where you fall into. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, as a college student, during my time at University of North Carolina in Orthodox Christian Fellowship, what is a medium that we can express to our peers the faith? And the programming that OCN provides was an incredible educational tool that would keep our group involved in the faith. Each week we would have a Bible study, or we would listen to a radio programming or read an article from OCN. And it's very timely news and very timely conversation. And that's something that my fellow students were able to bring home. So it's something that is a communal expression of faith, but it's also something private that in their own spiritual lives that they could take home, something to enhance their own spirituality. With that said, as Father said, that 70% of our followers on Facebook are between the ages of 18 and 35, and that directly correlates with our college and young adults. In the last 3 years, we've seen tremendous growth in our social media following. In 2011, when I began, we had around 4,000 followers online from around the world. 3 years later, we are over 350,000. It's been an incredible transformation to see this small communal faith of mostly American followers spanning the globe. We have followers in Egypt, in Greece, in Australia, in Serbia, all over the Middle East. And in this very trying time for Christians in the Middle East, the Orthodox Christian Network is a beacon of hope and an expression of news to let Christians know that there is a plight of our brethren in the Middle East. Also, this past year, we shared the news of Pope Francis being received by Patriarch Bartholomew. And this is incredible news that you were able to share that with the world.
It was an honor.
So with that, OCN is delivering the faith to Orthodox Christians and Christians and followers around the world. The church never changes, but life and society does. And so we use the internet to bring the faith to folks around the world.
Okay, great. And I know, too, that as we go into this next generation, which is yours, James, it's very important that the former generations built the churches. Then they adorned the churches with icons. And now young people are in those churches, and they're becoming the leaders and the future leaders. And they're looking for a true transformative experience. They're not necessarily interested in dances and games. They're interested in a true faith to be next to, as frankly, one of our guests, Father Harry Pappas, spoke about when we did an interview with him about the early church. I said, well, why were they people being martyred, and yet other people were ready to take their place, marching right behind them? And what was it? Was it a program? What happened? And he said, no, it wasn't a program. It was the fact that the church offered a transformative lifestyle and such trueness that people wanted to be like them. And I believe that's what the young people want. They want a true experience.
I absolutely agree. We are going through a transformative experience as young adults, as college students. And as St. John Climacus said, we are always climbing the ladder of faith. And so in this trying time of trying to figure out our own selves and our livelihood, having the Orthodox Christian Network, a medium to express our faith and to learn more about our faith, is incredibly important to have. It is a personal tool. It is a communal tool. And for that reason, it is incredibly worthy and valuable to young people around the world to come online where they are, as Samson said, 11 hours nearly every day.
So, Samson and James, thanks for coming into the studio. Again, on January 18th, we begin. It's the kickoff day for Share the Light Sunday. It's an opportunity for all of us to stand hand in hand to continue growing our Orthodox media presence. I want to give you again some of the ways that you and your parish can participate. First thing is to designate a Sunday. If it's not this Sunday, then a Sunday in latter February or March. Any time of the year, you can pick that Sunday and go to our website at myocn.net and get more information. On that day, you can read the Share the Light encyclical, which is on our website, and you can pass a tray in support of the ministry, which other parishes are doing around the nation from all Orthodox Christian jurisdictions. You can also share with everyone that OCN has its new 10 cent a day campaign, with 100% of your donation going to mission, not overhead. And the goal is to expand the programming for parishes, lay leaders, and parishioners. Our goal is to reach 100,000 people, 100,000 people that are giving 10 cents a day. And remember that 10 cents a day is less than a cup of coffee per month. And with every person, every 10 cent a day campaign person that signs on, we can reach 10 new souls with those funds. So please help us do that. Spread the word about the Orthodox Christian Network and our programs by inviting everyone to go to myocn.net to listen, read, watch, learn, and interact with us. God bless you.